Merry Christmas! Merry, merry, merry,
Oh no,
merry
I'm thinking of
Christmas! I'm
Stevie
looking it
Wonder
up.
does have a Merry Christmas song.
Happy. It's
But it's not that
NSYNC,
one.
you fucking asshole.
But Stevie Wonder does have a Christmas song.
Stevie Wonder's not around anymore, honey.
He's not dead.
Oh. How is he not dead? Where? What's he doing? He's not at any event. Have you ever seen him at the Grammys?
He's an old blind man.
Okay, so don't be ableist and ageist, Chase. Old blind people can do things. Would you ever go see Stevie Wonder on tour?
I would go see Stevie Wonder, just like I saw Elton John, and I knew it wouldn't be, you know, the most
Wait,
spectacular
you saw Elton John?
Show.
Oh, yeah, you did see Elton John.
Like, you knew it wouldn't be like, I knew he would just sit there and sing and play his piano, but it was still great.
I'm a rocket man.
I tried to get tickets to see Joni Mitchell, and she's old as fuck. And
was she the one who did a weird show?
Sounds like she's been smoking for 100 years.
If I ever went on tour, it would be violent. Let's just say that. I didn't.
The
even...
most important question. Mm. The most important question is: would you let Taylor Swift eat your ass?
No. I just know for a fact Taylor Swift's thin little lips and her bitey little teeth would just be gnawing on my little sphincter.
Not the sphincter.
Like, she eats like a little gerbil. I'm certain of it. If you give her a carrot, she's nibbling away at that thing for hours. She is. She is.
You would let Taylor Swift eat your ass. You would.
Honestly, I don't think I would, just because I'd be like embarrassed to get, like, she'd be like, go on, get naked. I'd be like, oh my God, Taylor, I'm scared. You're like the biggest celebrity in the world. What if I have odor, you know?
Yeah. She would use her power to prey upon you.
I also just can't picture Taylor Swift like seductive in any sense. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, but actually try to picture Taylor Swift coming up to you and just even being like, I'm horny. Like, what the fuck? Sorry, I don't think so. I think she's probably even asexual.
She's the type who has anal sex and says they're a virgin. You know what I mean?
Chase giggling so hard with Taylor Swift. She's like, oh my God, I
I'm
can't believe I'm saying
picturing Taylor
about
Swift
her.
Eating ass. Like, something about Taylor Swift.
It's her teeth.
Tongue deep in someone's asshole.
No, but that's the thing. She wouldn't use tongue. She would use teeth. She would be teeth out.
So stupid.
She's brave.
Anyways.
Today's episode, welcome. Guys, we're just getting Chase ready for his Taylor Swift concert experience. Wait.
Yeah, well, no. But yeah. We'll get into that.
Oh, I don't
want to talk about concerts, but we have things we need to do first.
Yeah.
Like, welcome to people. Hey, people.
No, person, Chase, for fuck's sake.
Right, sorry.
Jesus.
What's the housekeeping?
Just a little bit of housekeeping for everybody today. Oh, just, you know, wanted to give some updates about, and yeah. So when you look around and you see, and it goes.
All right, thank God we spent time on that.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
A little bit of housekeeping done for everybody. I'm actually just buying for time because I don't have a weird shit of the week. Me think I'm doing a really good. Ah, Pixie, you just farted. This dog's asshole might. Okay, so here's a bit of housekeeping for you guys. I'm dog sitting right now. This dog's asshole goes loose whenever.
Ew.
She's so snuggly, but she'll gape for you, if you know what I mean, and breathe out that thing.
I was supposed to pet sit for my neighbor's guinea pig.
Oh yes, that's
my neighbor asked me to pet sit his 10-year-old guinea pig. I was gonna do it because I'm lonely. Uh-huh. I was really scared that it was gonna die in my care, but then he texted me this morning saying I no longer need to pet sit, and I was like, oh my God, did
you
she
thinking
die?
You're gonna fucking kill this guinea pig? Like, what?
It's a 10-year-old guinea pig. They're not supposed to live past fucking 4.
Just don't let it out of the cage. Make sure it has food and water, and you're good to go.
I don't think I'm gonna kill it. I just think it's gonna die naturally at the hands of God.
Set up a live stream, and then that way you're never culpable.
But anyways, I don't have to anymore. And at first I thought it was because she died, but it's just because he's not going away anymore. So.
Okay, but also this is a grown ass man with a guinea pig.
Yeah, he's in his 30s.
That's a red flag.
But 10 years old. So like he got it when he was in his
20s. Oh, that's
20s,
better.
So, like...
Oh, okay. In that case. Oh, why did you start with that? If I showed up to your house right now and I just said, hey, Chase, I just bought a guinea pig. Do you want to see it? His name is Gin Gin. I mean, like, sorry, you'd fucking shoot me.
Yeah, I don't, it's not my pet of choice at this stage in my life.
Mine's ferret, definitely ferret.
But mine is a pig. I really want a pig.
I actually would love, I would have a farm. The only thing is you deal with a lot of excrement. You deal with a lot of death in general on a farm, you know.
I don't want a farm. I just want a pig.
Okay, well, where the fuck are you going to put a pig? Loose in your backyard?
Pigs can be house trained.
You're going to house train
need
a pot
space,
belly
so I
pig.
Can't, so, so
a
I,
400
it's
pound
that big.
Hog. You're going to fucking house train and not... It's going to...
No!
The
like
piggy.
One of the smaller... Like a medium-sized pig. But I wouldn't do it unless I had a backyard, which
I don't think
have.
You can just decide the size of your pig.
Well, there's different fucking subspecies of pig.
No. No. <There's> not...
Do you have a weird shit? I do.
No, I don't.
Has to do with beards. Okay, well, I'll beards. Just do mine.
Okay, well,
actually,
I have to react.
I'm paying attention.
I'm just trying to...
you
right,
go first.
I'm sick. I'm overcoming the flu. I'm overcoming it with bravery, with resilience, with honor. Weird, it's the weirdest shit that you've ever seen this week.
Can you just do your fucking weird shit?
Okay, you want me to go first? I didn't know you were
yeah,
right.
I went first last time.
So, today's weird shit is titled TSA, colon, handgun found inside raw chicken in luggage at airport.
Why are you doing so many things about raw meat and luggage?
It just comes to me. It's like a sign from the universe, like, this is the weirdest shit going on in the world right now. And there's trends happening about this. People are getting on board. This is just like planking all over again, except now we're dealing with air travel, international, weapons, and meat. So it's much, much deadlier. I don't think deadlier is a word. Anyways, this happened, of course, in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Yeah, South Florida Airport. They found a handgun hidden inside a raw chicken packed inside a traveler's luggage. Personally, I don't know much about guns. I have shot a gun before. I went to a shooting range one time.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know, a couple years ago. I went with my mom. She was like, do you want to go shoot guns? And I was like, why not? And we shot.
I want to try.
It was fun, but it was kind of expensive considering you just stand there and shoot. And it's not even actually that exciting. People are always like, oh, you shoot a gun? It's you feel fucking powerful and you have a gun. And it's like, oh, yeah, cool, whatever. You're actually there. It's just like, pow. And then there's a piece of paper on a wall, and you just like, oh, cool, I got a bullet in there. It's like you don't even see
Are
it.
Are there
there's
anywhere
no...
you can shoot where you can shoot people?
Chase, I'm, you know, the internet lasts forever. This is going on the internet. This is come back to bite you one day.
I'm just asking.
That.
Are there?
Just remember
are
your
there
digital
any?
Media record is important. Okay?
Are there any? Do you think? Are there any? Are there any out there? Maybe.
Yeah. 100%. For sure. Oh, there's Jerry. Anyways, this article is really not long because there's really not much else to say on this matter except for the fact that yeah they did it. Oh, let's see, they have photos. I'm gonna look. So this was posted on TSA's official Instagram, so I can give you a better descriptor. So for explaining here, so it looks like we're looking at like a butterball turkey almost. And the gun is wrapped in plastic and just shoved inside the cavity here, like Stefan on Thanksgiving. And it's almost Thanksgiving in America, so this is apt.
Is that this weekend?
Next weekend, I think. But it's like, it's in a cooler. So like, one, I think they were truly just thinking like, one, I want to keep this chicken, you know? I'm not trying to get rid of this chicken by just putting a gun in it. And I want to keep this gun. So I was wondering, like, did they, like, I thought maybe it was just like a Kirkland pack of chicken thighs and they just buried it under the chicken thighs, you know? But no, it's inside this whole chicken in the cavity.
It sounds like they're just a savvy packer. Like sometimes when I pack, or like when I was moving, I packed a mug, but like there's so much space inside that mug. So you just put little things inside the mug. It's
whenever I'm traveling or anything, I shove my shoes full of shit.
Yeah.
Full of it.
Same idea.
Yeah. Only thing is, this is a goddamn weapon, Chase, and it was going in a carry-on. So.
Oh, in a carry-on.
Yeah. Like.
Where?
Or maybe it wasn't in a carry-on. Maybe it was just in the check bag. It's better if it's in a check. If it's in a check bag, I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't.
You as a TSA agent? Okay, well, at least he checked it.
Yeah, he doesn't have access to this weaponry. Anyways. That was my WSOTW. Are you ready for yours? Yeah. Yeah. Back to you in the studio, Chase.
Okay. Mine is stupid. From HuffPost. Title is Facial Hair Fanatics Claim They've Set World Record for Largest Beard Chain. Beard buffs gathered at a Casper, Wyoming bar to create a hairy chain that was measured at 150 feet long.
Wow. 150 feet is actually really fucking long.
Yeah, they have not, I don't actually know how long it is. They have not been verified by Guinness World Record, but the current Guinness World Record for beard chain is 62 feet and 6 inches.
Okay, well,
set
then
in Germany,
you know,
in 2007.
They don't even need someone there for them to basically say, like, yeah, we surpassed that by a mile. 150
but
feet.
But I like
is tall
how they look. They look like cool guys.
And they look like cool guys.
See, these are them.
I saw, is it just the three of them? There can't just be, because that's not 150.
No, there's
feet.
More. I want more pictures, but this is all.
Just to give you a bit of a reference here, Chase, the Hellevator at Playland, one of the tallest rides in the world and one of the scariest for that matter, given the word hell in the title.
Mm-hmm.
That's 202 feet. Just put that into
so they're almost as high as the Hellevator.
Yeah. That's terrifying. That's a
so
long
I guess 50
beard
feet
chain.
Off.
50 feet, that's not
yeah.
much. Me saying 150 feet, huge. 50 feet, nothing.
Also, some of these, like this one little short fella in the middle, has like a shorter beard. Like it looks like almost like it's painful. So like if you were the first one to tie your beard, you just had to stand there while like how did this
well
how
no
did they
if you think about it, you're like one end of a human centipede, you know? You would rather be the first person to tie. I'm assuming
back to the idea of eating
come
ass.
Come on. Well, there's 100% crumbs in those beards that are keeping them locked together. Let's be real. There's you know, there's bits of chili fries.
Yeah, they look like the type. They look like the type.
If you had a beard, would you ever like suck on it the way that like little girls suck on their hair in like elementary school? You know what I mean? Like chew on it just kind of absentmindedly?
No.
Okay.
But I can't grow a beard.
I could grow a neck beard. Yeah, I could grow a neck beard probably.
I could grow a beard down here.
That's a neck beard.
These are actually my chins, plural. This is my neck.
No, a neck beard isn't literally just direct vertical out from your throat. It's just the lower, not on your chin.
Then it shouldn't be called a neck beard.
It like covers your neck, so you just have this like weird covering over your neck.
So it should be called a neck and chin beard.
Not you saying we should rename a neck beard, neck and chin beard, because I don't get it.
Anyways, it's very patchy here. I would actually, if I could grow like a nice sexy beard, I would probably have a little something going on, but it's so patchy.
I almost want to get laser on just like parts of my neck because like it gets so irritated when I shave. And it's just so much.
Yeah,
work.
I go through days where I want to laser my face because I hate shaving.
Yeah.
And then I go through days where I'm like, should I actually try to grow a beard? That's awesome.
You should grow like you know what you should do? You should get in what's the not a goatee, not with the mustache that like goes around just your mustache and then like down the sides, but just get rid of the upper lip part. So you just have two vertical sticks of hair right next to your mouth. Call it goalposts.
That's cool.
It's a new style called goalposts. Get it?
That's cool. No, I don't. Is that a sports thing?
No, it'd be like a sex thing. Because be like, hey, you're aiming here.
Ew. I don't actually want to talk to you anymore.
Taylor Swift would know where to freaking stick her little nappers.
Taylor Swift does not kiss on the mouth. She only kisses on the asshole.
Ew.
Oh I'm God. Gonna get
I'm just,
sued.
You know what's
I'm
hilarious
gonna get
to think
sued.
About? You know what's hilarious to think about? Taylor Swift has probably had like a couple days in her life where she has ripped major ass. Like loud and violent. And like people around her were probably because she's like surrounded by yes people, you know? Like every celebrity.
Yeah.
They're probably just oh my God, Taylor! Ah! Oh wow, that actually doesn't even smell that bad. You're probably like, oh, yeah, that actually kind of smells good. That actually really, oh my God, Taylor, you should bottle that.
This is fucking stupid. Anyways,
are you watching the new Kardashians show?
No, I didn't watch. Ever since they moved to Hulu, I don't like it as much.
I'm watching simultaneously the first few seasons of Keeping Up with the Kardashians while the new episodes of the new season come out. And like the difference is just, insane. Like truly, like they're
so overly produced now.
I feel like it's better now.
Really?
Yeah, like they're more like just aware and like it's kind of meta, you know? So you feel like you're more just kind of getting like a look into what their lives are actually like. It's less like forced drama, but like in the early seasons, it's like they're still kind of nobody, but they're like coming up and they're just like, it's so cool to be famous. Like, we're getting a cover shoot. This is crazy, blah, blah, blah. And now they're like, we're at the Met. I'm wearing Marilyn Monroe's dress, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, there was a scene. Kendall Jenner's in this fucking Sprinter van. She's standing up in this huge dress and she's going to the Met and she's like, I have to pee. And like, she's surrounded by like 10 people and they're all like, excitedly helping her piss in front of them, and they're like, oh my God, we could like bottle this and sell it, like, this is crazy, like, Kendall, go piss, like literally like cheering her on basically. And it's like the weirdest thing to think about, like being like having all these people around you and having them either genuinely be so fucking obsessed with you that they're like happy if you piss on them essentially, or they're like, you're so deluded into believing that they're being honest with you and they're not just like, you know, soul sucking lifeless individuals. Anyways,
I've had less famous people piss on me, so
I can move on, Chase, just move on.
Move on. So today pardon me, today I wanted to talk about concerts, but I want to talk about why I want to talk about concerts.
Chase has some feelings. Chase is worried Twitter's about to go down, so he can't start a new Twitter thread.
there's drama. I think Ticketmaster should die. Anyways, I'll explain.
Oh, shit.
I got tickets to see Taylor Swift. Maybe I should start there so people know that I'm one of the chosen ones.
Whoa, whoa. In San Francisco, too. Meet up in San Fran.
Yeah, all the people who didn't get tickets can meet me after the show and I'll show you a video.
I'll show you my ticket.
Anyways, so Taylor Swift is doing her tour, her big, big tour, and she's probably the most famous she's ever been right now. Good for her, whatever. And there was like this fan pre-sale that I signed up for right away, and then our friend Patty signed up for me, and Patty really wanted to go together. I was trying to get tickets in Seattle. Patty was trying to get them in San Fran. Anyways, not the point. I did not get chosen for the presale for whatever reason. I was a little offended, but whatever. Patty got chosen and got us tickets. But the way it worked was they sent the presale code to, I think, 2.5 or 3 million people who signed up, right? But there were like over 10 million.
I have a question. How did you sign up for this? Where was the sign up sheet? Like, what?
Like, just on her website. And then it takes you to Ticketmaster, and verified fan presale. And so some people were, it's still like, it's Ticketmaster's lame attempt to like mitigate bots. But you either got through the presale or you got waitlisted, and I got waitlisted. Anyways, day of the sale.
I'm trying to apply to Harvard.
Day of the sale. Ticketmaster just fully crashed because there were 14 million people that went on. It's like the most people who have ever tried to get tickets ever. So they say, okay, these pre-sales have been canceled for now, and they're going to happen in like 6 hours. Like, we're going to figure this out, and they're going to happen later today. So then they happen. People wait in the queue for anywhere from like 1 hour to, some people waited 8 hours, I saw.
I'm sorry, but past hour four, are you really still expecting to get tickets?
I know. And then, so Patty, I don't know how long Patty had to wait. It was probably no more than an hour, but she got us tickets. They're really shitty seats, but whatever. People waited 8 hours and then got through, and there were obviously no tickets left. So then everyone's like saying, okay, well, at least on Friday, it'll be the public on sale. We can try again, which selfishly I was going to try again to get better seats. But anyways, Ticketmaster announced that there's less than 3,000 seats per stadium, and they just fully canceled the public on sale on
Friday. What are they doing with those other seats? They're just gonna keep them.
We don't know yet. Well, nobody knows yet.
Maybe they'll move you. Why could you not choose your seats? Like when you're at the front of that queue, is it just like these are the tickets you get, basically?
No. So you can. I'm not gonna throw Patty under the bus because she saved the day, but I'm also gonna throw Patty under the bus. She found better seats than what we got, and she was like, she didn't put them in, she didn't go through to checkout. So she was like, instead, before she did that, she was like texting me like, are these okay? And I like,
you were like, yes, but we'll we'll pay whatever we need to pay.
Well, no, we had a budget, but anyways, by the time she wanted to actually get them, they were gone. And then at that point, she just kept trying to get them, but Ticketmaster, because it's a stupid shitty system and there were millions of people on it, like it couldn't update what tickets were still available fast enough. So Patty like just had to keep clicking whatever she could get within our budget until something would take her to checkout, which I think it took her like half an hour of clicking. So
that's crazy.
It's fucked. It's also speaks to Ticketmaster. I just is like so fucking terrible. And I know that's not news, but they like merged with Live Nation too a few years ago. So now literally if you want to sell tickets to your show, it's like fucking Ticketmaster.
That's what should happen, honestly, just in general. Any ticket resale should just be the face value. Like, you shouldn't be able to make money off of reselling tickets.
Okay, so I've been seeing a lot of that too, which is, I agree. Or there should be maybe, like, even, like, can't mark up your tickets by more than 10% or whatever.
And but, they, well, the thing is, if Ticketmaster has this, like, monopoly on ticket sales, which they do, then they should also have a monopoly on ticket resales. And they should just keep the price down. They should at least have to keep the price down. Or they just break the whole thing up and you honestly just book by stadium or whatever. Like, stadiums are in charge of their own ticketing somehow. I don't know.
Yeah.
That would be better.
I know. That's what I thought too.
Stadium clusters even.
Yeah. But I saw that Ed Sheeran, when he did like his tickets for his last tour, had a
If you mention Ed Sheeran to me, I will fucking lose it. Do not bring that man up to me.
Okay. I don't know what your history is with him. Boy.
He fucking ruined my life. Anyways, come on.
He has a policy asshole. He has a policy when you buy his tickets that if you resell them, I think, I don't know if it's 10% or even like any higher than face value, your original purchase will be canceled.
How can he keep track of that?
I don't know. And I mean, I don't know how that works logistically, or if that works logistically.
He's got one eye on the guitar and he's got one eye on something else. So
what the fuck?
Because he has the lazy eye.
Anyways, did you know, and I found this out yesterday, that in, because Ticketmaster has been around since the 70s, right?
Has it?
Yeah, I think 1976. And they used to have like physical stores within like Sears and stuff where you'd buy tickets.
Oh my God, I would love to see. That's what they should do. Everything needs to go back to physical releases so we can all line up outside Best Buy before midnight. You know what I mean? Like for video games or like the movie drops at midnight.
I don't actually want to do that.
It's such a better experience. It's so much better.
Waiting out in the cold in the middle of the night.
It builds resilience and it builds fun and community. You meet people. I mean, I've never done it, but I always wanted to be one of those people who'd go to the Apple store like the day before and then wait for the new iPhone and then be like, I'm the eighth person got a new iPhone. And then me and like all the people around me share snacks and Gatorade. And
there's a video of the first person to like ever buy like the iPhone, the first one.
That's crazy. Scary.
That's wild. Yeah. Anyways, Ticketmaster in the 80s or the 90s, I don't fucking know. Pearl Jam went up against Ticketmaster. They wanted to sell their tickets for $18 and they only wanted to charge a $1 service fee and Ticketmaster wouldn't. So they tried to sell their book venues and sell their tickets outside of Ticketmaster, I believe. And then they went through this like big legal battle with Ticketmaster and Ticketmaster fully fucking destroyed them. They had to cancel like 90% of their tour because of logistic issues that Ticketmaster would have organized for them. And it was like a nightmare. So I feel like everyone is just scared and just uses Ticketmaster because it's the only thing there. And it's fucking evil.
Antitrust laws exist for a reason.
Ticketmaster's fucking fees. Like sometimes the fees are like 70% of the actual ticket price.
Literally.
That's insane. And then they have this new thing called platinum tickets, which platinum sounds like a fucking VIP package. No, it's just what they call their dynamically priced tickets. So if demand goes up, these are the tickets that they raise the price of. And if demand goes down, then the ticket price goes down. And
that's ridiculous. I don't understand why you can't sell your tickets through some, like, is it because Ticketmaster and the stadiums are in cahoots? Or is it because, like, I don't understand even why you wouldn't be able to just say, I'm booking this venue space and I'm gonna, yeah, I'm booking this venue space, period.
Yeah, maybe because Ticketmaster just has the resources to handle like these really, really big stadiums, but clearly they fucking don't because they failed and flopped and were terribly miserable just the other day.
Overpromise and underperform. It's capitalism.
No, Taylor Swift put out a statement. Taylor Swift is mad. But like really, she doesn't fucking care. She just knows that she has to put out a statement. She doesn't fucking care.
No, of course she doesn't.
She's a capitalist fucking pig too.
She just got
I'll see her on July 29th.
Like, you know, almost $1 billion. And all she's got to do is go sing some songs.
Yeah. So, but anyway, she said that she put out a statement saying she was assured that they could handle the traffic they were expecting and that Ticketmaster failed. Anyways,
she cares so much. She should sue them.
But I think it's actually so fucked, this platinum ticket thing. Like, I tried to get Joni Mitchell tickets. Mm-hmm. Okay. And all the tickets were around $60 because Joni Mitchell's very, anti-capitalist type of person. So her tickets were cheap. So obviously they got eaten up in like 2 minutes by bots, right? The only seats that were available were platinum seats. And
they went
the price that Ticketmaster raised them from was from $60 to $899.
Holy mackerel!
And in the fine print, it says, this is not a VIP ticket. This is a normal ticket.
I love that. Platinum.
So stupid.
You should at least get like a, I don't know, 20% discount on merch. Like, give me something here. Give me a bit of a fucking bone.
Anyways, that's my rant about Ticketmaster. I think they're absolutely evil.
What's the
evil,
most
evil, evil?
What's the most you've paid for a concert?
Beyonce paid $450.
That's fucking $400. That's a lot of money. Jesus.
$400 after fees. Yeah, that was fucking stupid. I also think that after COVID, like, I've been to so many concerts. It's actually stupid. Like, I look back at my list of concerts.
I hate enough.
It was amazing. I was like 10 feet away from Beyonce, whatever, cool. But I look back and I'm like, especially after COVID, not doing it for so long, like, I look at this list of concerts because I literally have one in my phone. And there's like 50 concerts and I'm like, I don't remember fucking 45 of these.
Mood. I think I support all concerts just in general. The most I ever spent was probably only like 150 though. Like, I think I paid 150
really?
For Lana the first time I saw her, which was General Admission. And that was my first concert ever. And she was so late, like 3 hours late.
Really?
Yeah, like ridiculously late. And then also, I paid $150, but this is awesome, for Halsey.
Jesus.
I was in high school, and her first album was
That's
good.
That's not even an excuse.
And she played at the Rio Theater in Vancouver, which is like, the capacity for this concert was maybe like 300 people. So that was really cool.
It's kind of expensive.
Well, I bought them resale. Like the original tickets were like $60. But then I was like, I could go for like, if I buy the tickets, like $150, which is a lot, but also I'll see Halsey in this teeny tiny little place. And she was on the up too. So now she's like selling out arenas. And I was like, yeah, I was like feet away from her. No problem.
I love her. her TikTok sound of her singing that Justin Bieber song is so funny.
I don't even know it. And I don't want to know it.
Oh my God.
I should revisit that album and see how depressed it makes me.
You need to watch it. Anyways, keep talking. I'm going to send it to you.
I haven't been to that many concerts. I don't know. I went to more in high school, honestly. I've gotten older.
Count in your head.
I think literally. Do music festivals count? Actually, if music festivals count, then I've spent like $200 on a ticket. So
I think I would count that.
Well, but they were
definitely more
like
bang for your buck.
You think they were more like a rave?
I would count a rave too.
Okay, wait. Let me do some quick thinking here. 1, 2, 3. Wait, 1, 2, 3. Sorry. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 concerts, I believe I've been to. Wait, am I missing any? Oh, 14. 14. There's a few I'm sad I missed. What are you doing exactly here?
Okay, I've been to 48 concerts, and I have two tickets to concerts in 2023. So that's 50. Wow.
Wow. What are you going to do for your 50th? Who's the 50th? Is it Taylor?
It'll be Taylor Swift.
Whoa. Unless you go to something in between.
True.
Like if something pops up.
Can you check your phone for the Halsey TikTok? I need you to listen to it.
Okay,
I can't believe you haven't heard this audio. Look how greasy my hair looks. It's so cool. She sounds really good. She's off key for the whole
time. My mama don't lie. She likes her.
Anyways, are you still watching it?
Yeah, I was just, I was getting
her moved. Changing it to fuck yourself. I'm waiting to get tickets to Beyonce's tour because she's, I think the Renaissance tour will be wild.
Oh, that
crazy.
Awesome. I would go see that. That being said, I've never also, like, when I go to concerts and stuff, I'm like, give me the cheapest ticket that I can get.
Okay, but like when you're dealing with stadiums, like I got one of the cheapest tickets when I saw Beyonce the second time for the Formation World Tour in Seattle. And I had fun, like whatever, but I didn't really fucking see Beyonce. Like she was the tiniest little speck of dust on that stage.
Yeah. Which I'm still supportive of. Like I don't mind.
But like I was like, still $70.
I paid like $48. I don't know what that's even. This being like 8 years ago, $48. I don't know. Anyways, I paid very little money to go see Nicki Minaj last minute. Awesome concert. And I cried. But I was like,
for the Pink Print tour?
Yeah, Pink Print tour. Ooh, such a good one.
I would have liked to go to that.
I kept thinking Drake's about to come out. Like this, I was so naive. So naive.
Have you ever been to a PNE free concert? For those who don't know, the PNE is Pacific National Exhibition. Is that what it stands for?
I think I have been to one. Yeah, I think I did go to one.
Is that what it stands for?
Yeah.
Okay. And they used to do free concerts. They don't do them anymore. They all of them cost now. But
I did. Like I think I went to the Beach Boys with my dad or something, or Beastie Boys or whatever.
I've seen some good people at the PNE free concerts. I saw Cyndi Lauper. I saw
Time After Time. Is that who?
Okay. I saw TLC.
I didn't even see. As I've gotten older, like I can appreciate bands like that more.
But not the dead one. She wasn't there.
One of them died.
Shut up, Liam.
Who?
Shut up.
I don't know anything about TLC other than I Don't Want and Candy Burris.
One of them died in 2002. It's one of the reasons the group stopped putting
out music.
I was
4 years old, honey. I didn't know what the hell was going on in 2002.
No, but I didn't either. But I know now. Like, that's just a fact.
In 2002.
What was her name? Left Eye, I think. Left Eye. The one that rapped.
Aw. That's sad. But no, I
didn't. Yeah, she wrote a lot of their stuff, too.
I thought 911 was just the number you call for police in 2002. So...
cool.
I remember when I was growing up and kind of getting into conspiracies, I was like, I would just look up conspiracy on like YouTube, stuff like that, and I'd see like 9/11 conspiracy, and I'd be like, what's the conspiracy with 911? I'm like, what the hell? And you're talking about like these two buildings. I'd be like, huh, what does this have to do with cops? And I was like so confused. I actually had no idea what 9/11 was until I was like 11. Maybe even
that's kind of fitting. Oh my god, you know the best PNE free show I saw was the Pointer Sisters. Do you know who that is?
No.
They sing
I know the Scissor Sisters. Let's have a kiki. Oh, you want to have a kiki? Lock the doors tight.
Oh, the Pointer Sisters sing I'm So Excited.
I'm so excited.
And they have other hits, but
just yeah.
They were so good, even though they're super old and two of them are dead, so only one of the original members was there. But now the band is like her, Ruth, and her daughter and her granddaughter.
I would want to go see like a really, really old band live. Like my parents,
it was so good
a long time ago, and they said the Black Eyed Peas, which opened for them, were much better.
That's so funny. I wouldn't go see U2.
I'd like to see people in their prime, personally speaking.
But Elton John was. I've seen Elton John, and he was good. He sounded good. It was a fun show. I saw Cher, and that was amazing.
Oh, Cher.
She's old as fucking dirt.
Do you believe in love? The only, like, there's a few other, like, big, like, I mean, I honestly, like, I don't think I'd love to go see most I mean, I don't know. There's not many musicians that I'm like, oh, I love them. I think their music would be so good live. But there's like a few that I think would be like fun. Like Gaga, I'd love to see live.
Saw her, yeah.
Beyonce, like I don't even love Beyonce that much. I just think the like the show would be great.
Yeah, or, like, I've seen Beyonce 3 times now, which is kind of
crazy. Yeah, that's actually insane. But like small, like Hozier, so good live. I love Hozier live. I've seen him twice. And I want to see Miguel live. That was a show I'm sad I missed.
You know,
Lana Live is awesome.
Yeah, I went, as I've said, I went in from like 2016 to like 2019. I went a little concert crazy. And like, I would rather have my money than those memories in this moment, actually. So there's like big people that I think when they are all around, I'll probably always want to go see. Like, I don't know if I'll see Beyonce every time she's in my city, but I will want to. And
it's really
like Charlie XCX. Sure. I will go to a Charlie XCX show every time that bitch comes to my city, because those shows are so fun and they're small. I think that I used to value big arena, big production, big effects.
Oh, no.
And now I think
now
I'm like, okay, it's actually 100 times better if it's a small show.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. I like little general admission venues. I don't want to be in the crowd. Like, I don't need to be like...
I kind of like us having a seat, though.
I love there's one venue in Vancouver, the Commodore Ballroom, and they have like tables all around, and then they've got like a big ballroom dance floor essentially where the crowd usually conglomerates.
So we saw Charlie there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Missed some of those moments internally.
Yeah, you blacked out. So, but it was great. It was a great show.
I was really pissing off the guy in front of me, though. He kept turning around. To be fair, though, this dude's just videotaping, not dancing, not reacting, just standing at the front, just camera up. I'm like, fuck off, dude. Have a little fun at least.
That's another thing. There's like concert, I guess not etiquette is the right word, but
what is your concert etiquette?
I don't see back when I first started going, I was like, I need to fully record all my favorite songs. And now I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't watch it. I've recorded songs.
I don't look at those videos.
I don't look back at those at all. I've never watched them.
I don't, literally don't look at those videos.
And it's always just me like, all I can hear is actually me screaming. So,
you know, it was so funny when I saw Beyonce the last time, it was with Jay-Z. And I was super close. Okay. There were these ladies in front of me and they were recording the older women. They were recording the whole show, but they were recording the big screen
and not
right in front of us. And it would be them recording the big screen and Beyonce literally 10 feet to their right.
That's actually awesome.
The whole time.
They were getting like, the edited version, yeah.
I was like, do they not know? Do they not see her?
I support that.
That was so funny.
I think,
but now I try to not record. I usually, if there's like a moment in a song I really, really want to hear or want to record, then I will. But I don't record full songs anymore.
I think,
and I try to stay off my phone.
General concert etiquette for me is, one, you should be allowed to stand. Like, I hate people that are like, sit down.
I have a story about that, too.
Sit down. Go fucking, go shit your own pants. How about that? If you want to sit, sit. I want to stand. I'm going to stand.
Okay. Can I tell you, maybe you'll disagree with me, but I saw Adele in 2016 and great show. I went with my brother and we were standing because we were excited. Uh-huh. And I don't care if she sings mostly slow songs.
Mostly.
Everyone was fucking standing.
It's a bit of an understatement.
Everyone was standing. Yeah. Except the fucking fat, dumb bitches behind me.
Whoa!
The stupid old bitches behind me were physically grabbing us and trying to force us to sit down.
I'd be like, literally look for another seat. Walk around, move.
I missed like the first 2 songs because I was fighting with these stupid bitches. And then they got one of the arena people to come and they told us to sit down too.
You know what I would have done? I would have just said, fucking, let's swap seats. I'll stand. Like, I literally wouldn't care. You're one row extra behind. I'd be like, go.
Yeah.
And then I would
But there
scream.
Were a lot of them. But there were a lot of them. There were like 6 of them.
Oh,
and
really?
2 of us. So we couldn't have just switched seats.
Again, I just wouldn't have, like, just fucking fuck off.
I learned.
You know, you should
after
have
done,
you should have gone to security and said, they're grabbing me. They have a gun inside this whole raw chicken that they have in their luggage in front of them. It's wrapped up in plastic, but it's in the cavity.
Why do they have luggage at the concert?
Because they're there to fucking assassinate Adele.
But like, if that happened now, it would be very different. But I was also younger, and I complained after, and I got some money back for the show, which was whatever. But
what?
Yeah.
How did you get money back? Who did you complain to? Adele?
Rogers. Rogers Arena. I said, these bitches ruined my show.
That's actually...
These bitches put hands on me.
What? That's so funny.
It wasn't much. It was like 20%. But anyways. They also informed me that there's a specific number you can call if there are issues in your section, and they will move you to a different section.
Really?
That like has people dancing or standing or whatever. But anyways.
That's kind of nice.
I think concert etiquette, if you want to sit, go for it, but you cannot expect other people to fucking sit.
No.
And if you want to sit, then sit in the very, very back row and enjoy your concert.
Yeah, enjoy your,
but like people
loud
who are, especially people who are close to the stage, they're gonna be fucking standing.
Literally, I'm excited. Yeah,
and I wish those women nothing but the worst.
That's so awesome. What was I gonna? Cheers. I was literally just. Oh, okay. Do you is a concert like a party situation? Me saying that, that's actually kind of a yes answer. Obviously, but like people who go to a concert and they're like serious.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the concert. Like I wasn't getting hammered for Adele.
I'd get a little.
I also, when I saw Beyonce, I was like, I don't want to be drunk because I paid $400 for this. But like when I'm going to Charlie XCX, yeah, I'm gonna be drunk.
It's like
the
a
show
little party situation, yeah.
Way better.
And then also on that note, how do you approach? Because, you know, concert food, concert drink, all that stuff, expensive. I still get nervous if I'm sneaking anything in anywhere. Like, I get a little anxious if I'm bringing candy into a movie theater.
I've never snuck anything to a concert. I've only, like, pre-drank. I don't know how you would even... Like, concerts, especially now, especially after that whole Ariana Grande thingy, our security is so tight at concerts. So, I don't know.
Well, you could get, like, little baggies or whatever and, you know...
You could sneak something in your shoe, probably.
Well, one time I knew a girl who, I went to a rave in high school, didn't know it was a rave really. And then we showed up and we had like alcohol in, you know, hidden in crevices and cracks of our body. And the fucking security was not security. It was full blown cops. So then we panicked and got rid of most of it. But one of the girls still had like booze in her bra or whatever. They went in her, they were going in my pants. They were like, they literally pulled my underwear band. Like they were,
Jesus.
They were up inside everybody, in everybody, because they were full on cops. It was, yeah, that was pretty whack. So I think ever since then, I'm a little nervous to like sneak anything into a concert.
I also don't, if I'm paying for the show, I don't really want to risk not being able to go to the show.
Yeah, that's the part that worries me, like getting kicked out. But also, I'm just always concerned I'll get arrested for something, just in general.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to a concert alone?
Yes, I went to Hozier alone.
Did
when
you like it?
I was a little uncomfortable, like, I'm not going to lie, because I was, you know, it was a full, I was in the Orpheum, which is a beautiful venue, and it's, like, fully packed, and, like, you're in your seat, so it's not even, like, general admission. Like, in a crowd, I think I'd be a little more loose, but this was, like, hey, people next to me, we are all, you know, I'm here alone, and I was just, like, I didn't want to, like, sing, because I was, like, nervous, but I was, like, oh, my God, this is awesome. I was kind of, like, swaying a little bit.
I've been to two concerts alone. I went to Robin alone, and I went to Lil Nas X alone.
Lil Nas X was, yeah. You saying, like, I would only want to go to, like, concerts that really matter to me. And then you recently going to Lil Nas X.
That never even came out of my mouth.
You basically said you disrespect concert goers.
I actually think Lil Nas X's last album was one of the best that was released that year. So.
Whoa, controversial opinion?
But I can tell you that the show itself, it was not great.
Really?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a small venue. That's another reason I went. Tickets were kind of cheap, and it was like a small like club venue. Mm-hmm. And then they merged the two nights into one and put it at a bigger venue, and it just looked like the sets and stuff were not prepared to fill a big venue. Like, it looked very budget.
Mood. It's too bad.
So, sorry.
I mean,
sorry, but I kind of like going to concerts alone. I feel like I'm like...
You could be anybody.
I don't know. You literally, though.
I could be anyone on this concert tonight.
But mostly when it's like a mosh situation.
Okay, getting off track a little here. What about like, would you have what's the deal with like non-concert arena venue events? Like,
what, like what?
Would you ever go to like a full arena comedy tour? Not like a, like, I know a couple comedians play at like smaller venues usually, like maybe more size of like the Orpheum, couple thou,
Yeah, but like Kevin Hart's doing arenas.
Would you go to an arena Kevin Hart tour?
I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't.
I don't know if I'm really that into like big comedy shows. Mm.
What about like events like opening ceremony for the Olympics? Would you go to that?
No. I don't support the Olympics.
I would go to the opening ceremonies for an Olympic event. That'd be awesome.
Well, why didn't Vancouver wants to host the Olympics again?
I hope they do. I loved when we had the Olympics, but I only got to go downtown like once.
The Olympics are stupid.
Why do you hate the Olympics? The Olympics are awesome, Chase.
It's such a massive waste of money.
Chase, the Olympics are fun. It's like the only time everyone in the world just gets to have a little fun because it's just like, oh, we're going to do like some dancing on ice. Like, oh, awesome. Whoa. And we're going to give away medals? Whoa.
But the Olympics could be not as grandiose as it is and still accomplish that mission.
But the whole reason it's fun is because it's grandiose, Chase.
It's a waste of money and resources.
You're an inhumane person.
No, the Olympics are inhumane.
Human culture is important, and part of that culture is sport.
What's the best concert you've been to?
Best concert I've ever been to was probably maybe the first time. Okay, there's three that come to mind. The first time I saw Lana Del Rey, which was my first concert ever. She was so good. She went up. We were like five people from her. She's like touching people, taking photos. That was the tour she did where she would come down right to the fence every time and take a million pictures with everybody. Yeah. And then also the first time I saw Charlie, because that show was just so good and she played so many bangers and it was just so high energy. And then also first time I saw Hozier, which was at the Orpheum, which was just such a beautiful show. He's such an amazing singer.
Okay, what was the worst concert you've been to?
The Weeknd. Saw The Weeknd in high school.
Oh my god, I saw The Weeknd too, and it was so trash.
I was just like, even while I was there, I was like, why did I come?
It was so boring. The show was so boring. Yeah. My best concerts, I would say Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Obviously. Because I was it was general admission floor at Rogers. Whoa. So that was cool. I was like right up against that stage. And then probably Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time you saw Charlie, the same one I went mm-hmm. to. Yeah, that was so good. Mm-hmm. And then maybe Celine Dion.
I thought I was waiting for you to bring that bitch up. The French Canadian.
Celine Dion in Vegas. Oh, Celine Dion in Vegas. I cried the whole show. I sobbed like a little fucking bitch.
I do want to see a concert in Vegas or like another show in Vegas. I want to go back to Vegas. They're building.
It was so good.
They're building this the world's biggest screen and venue essentially in Vegas. I don't know if you've seen fucking concept art of this thing. It's supposed to be done next year, actually. Huge globe with like, and it's a fully LED screen on the outside and the world's biggest LED screen on the inside. And it's like, it's insane. Whoa. It's huge, like hundreds of feet high, the screen. And it's like something like a, I don't know, maybe like 80,000 person venue, but it's like not your typical arena in the sense that it's like a bowl. It's like tiers, you know, because you're all facing one screen.
I was supposed to see Lil Jon in Vegas.
Mm. Okay.
But the club was like, he's coming out at 3 a.m. And that's when I was like, I'm not staying in this club till 3 a.m.
Would you ever go to a rave?
I don't know. It's not really my thing. Like, I'd rather just go to a club that plays like house music.
You know, if Daft Punk ever goes on tour, I will follow them wherever they
go. No, they just broke up.
They had a cryptic announcement earlier this year. So maybe I really just want them to get together one more time.
You didn't even ask me about my worst concert.
Did you ask
called,
me?
That's called, that's called a one-sided friendship.
Oh, okay. Why don't you go call up Taylor Swift and see if she's done gnawing on Ed Sheeran's little hemorrhoid asshole? She's the reason he has hemorrhoids.
She's going to send us a cease and desist.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Taylor.
Anyways, my worst show
was,
and it pains me to say this because I was so excited for it, was Lauryn Hill.
Oh, yeah. You told me about this one.
Lauryn Hill, I saw in Burnaby, which is in the greater Vancouver area, and it was outdoors. it was a bad start already because it was pissing rain outdoors. And she was like an hour and a half late. And the reason she was late, we found out later, because she was late to almost every stop on that tour, is because she needs to align, and these are literally words that were used, align her chakras before the show. So that's cool. We were all soaking wet waiting for this bitch. And then she comes out in this weird tomato hat, like a weird helmet, weird like felt red helmet. Anyways, that's not the point. It's kind of actually sickening now that I think about it. But at the time, I don't know if it's because she went to prison. I don't know if she lost the rights to her her masters, or her, if she ever had them, or if she can't perform her original versions. Every single song from The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, which is such a good album, mm-hmm. every single song was remixed and sped up.
Sped up.
Yeah, sped up. And like when she sang,
I'm just looking up photos of this tomato hat. Yeah, she looks like a little nipple. A little button on her.
When she sang, what the fuck is that song called? That thing, or doo-wop, that mm-hmm. thing. It was so fucking sped up. And when she was supposed to be singing, like she did the rapping parts, when she was supposed to be singing, she just didn't. And it was just the music. And then when she was singing X Factor, which was probably what I was most excited to hear, it was remixed. Uh-huh. And then she only sang a tiny bit of it, and then went into Nice For What by Drake, which samples X Factor.
I'm just looking up, because you can actually look up concert reviews, which I didn't know. And I'm looking up this review of this show in Deer Lake Park. It got an average of 2.3 stars. So, and most of these are one stars, and they're all like caps lock for the titles. Would be like, very disappointed, worst concert ever, never would be better than late, don't go, worst concert ever. And then all of them, one of these said, sound quality is horrible, blah, blah, blah. Her performance consisted largely of poorly remixed, almost unrecognizable versions of her older ones. But what's the one I just saw? She seemed disconnected. Either way, it said she had mentioned that she was working on remixing her songs, but that she wasn't done remixing them, but she's still playing.
And the whole time she was like pointing at her ear, which I guess isn't her fault. It's like the sound people's fault. But she was pointing at her ear mic, and she was going like pointing at her ear, and then ferociously pointing up or down, like to raise the fucking levels. Like her arms were flailing the whole show. It was so fucked. Honestly, it was so disappointing. I was so sad because I love Lauryn Hill's music. Like I love that album. I was so excited. So anyways,
that's actually terrible. Hilarious.
Don't go see Lauryn Hill. I mean, go for it if you want to. But I looked it up, and that was reviews for like most of that tour. Like, I have a shirt from that show that I bought before the show. I never fucking even look at that thing. It pisses me off to look at.
Oh, here's the
review. Okay. It makes me mad.
Here's the review I found, by the way. Doors open at 7, shows up at 10, then states that she's working on remixing her old hits because they are timeless, but she's not done working on them. Maybe get it together before.
I don't even
concert.
Remember.
Feels like she thinks she's doing her audience a favor.
I don't even remember what
she played
said about the remixes, but literally I'm looking at reviews too, and they're from like so many different spots. I can see so bad. Like, what are you doing? It's just
for her.
Anyways, we can stop talking now. I got shit to do.
Well, everybody, thank you for listening. I hope you let us know, what the fuck is up with concerts?
And if you didn't get tickets to the Taylor Swift Eras tour, I'm so sorry.
If you don't know what Taylor Swift is doing to these assholes in this world, you need to get a book and open it now.
The only people that got tickets to Taylor Swift's show were ones that replied to the email for the presale saying, yes, Taylor Swift can eat my ass. Unprompted. Yeah. Unprompted.
You have to reach out to her agent.
So
yeah. Anyways, guys,
and you got special access if you sent her a picture. Oh, sent her a little picture.
Speaking of songs, concerts, etc., song of the week time.
Oh shit, you go first.
Let me think here.
Grammy nominations came out. You don't give a shit about the Grammys, do you?
Not particularly. I'd say my song this week, what did I do last time? I forgot. I don't even know. Didn't even do song of the week last time.
Yeah, we did, but sorry, I just haven't posted the episode.
I honestly just forget. Anyways, I think I'll do 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins.
How's that go?
I always forget. I need to play a tiny bit, but I...
All right. Oh, yeah, that's a good song. Okay, enough. My song is called The Sign by Lizzo.
How does that go? That's it. Can you sing some of it? Did you see Lizzo in Vancouver?
No, she was in Toronto when I was in Vancouver, and she was in Vancouver when I was in Toronto,
so Hamilton, off
wherever
about
the fuck
it?
I live. I would have gone and seen Lizzo. I heard it was good. The Sign is the first song on her album that came out this year. You can listen on your own.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for listening. Have a lovely, lovely day. Yeah,
leave just beware
of fucking Taylor
leave
Swift.
Leave us a review.
Oh, yeah.
If you leave us a 5-star review, I will give you my Taylor Swift tickets.
Chase, that's a legally binding contract. And...
No, it's not. I'm crossing my fingers.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, yeah, you're good.
Anyways, you can find us at 2 Servings Pod everywhere. That's it. That's the easy, clean way. No one's finding us anywhere anyways.
Find us in heaven or hell, whichever you choose.
We're not getting into heaven.
Yes, we are. We're good people.
Lee, I'm like actually worried.
Yeah, don't say that, Chase. He's listening.
Anyways. Okay, anyways, bye, everyone.
Bye. Have a good one. Thanks for listening. Ciao.
Have a good one.
Have a good one. Take her easy.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.